Hi, folks. It is the day before Thanksgiving. What a perfect time to determine you're going to set your heart and your head and your hands in the direction of the divine. To do that and to spend quality time with Him so that you might genuinely have a Thanksgiving that is worthy of your awe and reverence of God Himself. So, like we've done the last couple of days, determine that you're going to step from where you are into a space of quietude and solitude. Imagine yourself walking across toward the big fireplace, and God the Father is sitting in that big leather chair, and you hop up in His lap and in His arms, and you begin with this deep breath. Just breathe in and let it out. Let your shoulders fall. Try to remove the tension from your body and try to remove the distractions from your mind. And draw another breath in. And out. Let's do one more. Now that we've kind of stepped into a moment of quietude and into a moment of solitude, then why don't we do this? Let's start off by saying to the Lord this one thing. God, I am so grateful for this one thing. What is it that you want to tell the Lord you're grateful for? I suppose I'll say this for the rest of my life, that when we choose to have an attitude of gratitude, what we have is always enough. Offer a second thing. Lord, I'm so grateful for, and then you fill in that blank. Let's take another deep breath. You just kind of let the tension fall, and you say, Lord, here's a third thing that I am so grateful for today. Man, it might have been Waffle House breakfast. It might have been oatmeal at home. It might have been that you had gas in the car today. Whatever it is, just let the Lord know that you're grateful for what He's already provided for you. And now that we've done that, let's take a look at what God says to us in chapter 3 in the Proverbs, where the scripture says, "My child, never forget the things I have taught you. Store my commands in your heart. And if you do this, you will live many years, and your life will be satisfying. Never let loyalty and kindness leave you. Tie them around your neck as a reminder. Write them deep within your heart. Then you will find favor with both God and people, and you will earn a good reputation. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and don't depend on your own understanding. Seek His will in all that you do, and He will show you which path to take. Don't be impressed with your own wisdom. Instead, fear the Lord and turn away from evil. Then you'll have healing for your body and strength for your bones. Honor the Lord with your wealth and with the best part of everything you produce. Then He will fill your barns with grain and your vats will overflow with good wine. My child, don't reject the Lord's discipline and don't be upset when He corrects you. For the Lord corrects those He loves, just as a father corrects a child in whom he delights." My friend, in that piece of scripture, God makes so many promises. My favorite promise, though, starts in verse 1. If I will never forget the things that God has already taught me through His Word and through the life of experience of trying to chase after God's heart, if I will store His commands in my heart, those things that He says matter most to Him, that if I'll do that, I'll live many years and my life will be satisfying. Is that not an overwhelming promise? Maybe right now you want to stop and say, God, I want to thank you for that promise. I'm grateful for that promise. And let's get into our time of prayer. As we've done the last couple of days, think about one thing that only God could do for you today. I encourage you to pray out loud if you're where you can. Pray out loud as if God were sitting in the car with you or He was on the treadmill next to you. and let him know, Lord, this one thing I desperately need you to do for me. What is that thing? And then think through, I wonder if there is something that you could say to the Lord today in gratitude and in joy. God, I love this about you, whatever this is. God, I love that you blank, fill in the blank. God, I'm grateful that you blank, fill in the blank. Spend a few minutes just talking to God about God. And then let's end our time of prayer by taking a look at somebody that you know, friend, family member, coworker, neighbor. What is it that only God could do for them? And while you may not understand everything that they need, what you can do is know that we all need a little more time with God. Some of us need a physical healing touch. Some of us need a miraculous financial touch. But we all need is to spend time with Him. So think of someone that you could bring before the Lord and ask Him to do in their life what only He could do. Well, let's try to finish today's time of meditation with a little more breath. It's going to sound a little different, but draw breath deeply into your lungs. Imagine that the breath that you bring into your soul is a fuel that the Lord uses for us to chase after Him. Draw another breath. Today you've started with an attitude of gratitude. God, thank you. You went to hear what God's word had to say, specifically that if we'll store His commands in our heart, that we'll live a life that is very satisfying. We asked the Lord to do something in our heart that only He could do, and we shared with the Lord how our love for Him is growing. And then finally, we asked the Lord to do something for someone else. Lord, would you step in? I prayed specifically today for my friend, Sherry Friend, that God might step into her life and uniquely and overwhelmingly bring her physical and total healing. I can't wait to see how the Lord answers that prayer. My friend, a time of meditation is not about a time frame. It is an attitude of the heart and an attitude of the mindset that says, I want to spend time with the divine. Thanks for joining me for day 3 of our weekday meditation. Tomorrow, in our meditation, it'll be Thanksgiving Day, and it'll feel a little different. You may want to play it out loud and invite your family to join you in that one. God bless you. We'll see you back here tomorrow in another weekday meditation. Bye now.